And the way that we do that is by having a court system to adjudicate over plausible conflicts. And so when you have scandal after scandal after scandal, when you have appointment processes that are sullied by politics, the capacity for courts to protect the sanctity of the separation of powers systems diminishes. Right? So we need to worry about separation of powers. We need to worry about federalism, right? Federalism. Right, so what is federalism? Federalism is a fancy way of talking about the distinct autonomy and distinct authority that states have separate from the federal government. At the launching of the nation, federalism was a huge deal. The states did not want a heavy federal government. They wanted to have authority and autonomy. And for a long time, right, that idea of state-level autonomy was linked with this guy. Right? Or was linked with this kind of nonsense. But today, it's a more complicated picture because now it's linked to this kind of stuff. Right? States becoming sanctuary states, cities declaring themselves as sanctuary cities. So now you have a whole mix of reasons why you might want to protect state autonomy. You might want to have a balancing, right, a nice set of opposing forces between federal and state options, right, so that we're not being controlled by one perspective and one perspective only, right? So here we've got the states that have marijuana legalization, medical marijuana, right? Here we have the list of states that have good protections for people who identify as LGBTQ. Right, so there's lots of reasons why state variation is a good idea, is an idea that lots of people, regardless of their partisan stripes, appreciate, and the court is the place where federalism gets protected. It's not the federal government that protects federalism, right? It's not the states that protect federalism, it's the courts that protect federalism. Right, we also want to make sure that the court remains legitimate because of individual rights, right? So here's a great, great cartoon. Love this. We should all just take a moment, think about the brilliance of this cartoon. Right? So this is funny, but true in the sense that, right, this could be any president. This just doesn't have to be just that particular one. Right, this could be any president, right? We care about individual rights. We don't want government to get so big that we cease to exist as free-thinking individuals.